Chapter 5, The Military Decision-Making Process, Step 2, Mission Analysis. Immediately following the warning order, WARNORD publication, the staff began working on Mission Analysis, MA, following the sub-steps outlined in Field Manual FM-50. It had seemed cumbersome when they first used the checklists, but by now the staff was used to the process and had worked a few shortcuts into their planning standard operating procedure, PSOP. Key to the process had been getting the staff to execute Intelligence Preparation of the Battlefield, IPB, as a staff integrating process. The Military Decision-Making Process, MDMP, continues with an assessment of the situation called Mission Analysis. The commander and staff conduct MA to better understand the situation and problem and identify what the command must accomplish, when and where it must be done, and most importantly, why, the purpose of the operation. Based on this understanding, commanders issue their initial commander's intent and planning guidance to guide the staff in course of action, COA development. Lesson/best practice. A successful MA and later operation order, OPORD, should answer the following questions to instill understanding in your audience. Where and when am I fighting? What is the nature of the enemy I am fighting? What am I being told to do? What am I being given to do it? What is my higher headquarters, HHQ, doing for me? What are adjacent units doing, and how does it fit together in the plan? What must I do or I cannot do? Constraints. Analyze the higher headquarters plan or order. Lesson/best practice. There are many outputs from mission analysis, the most important being the commander's COA guidance. Mission analysis purpose is to give commanders understanding so they can visualize the fight, the problem, and then describe a method to address it with effective COA development guidance. Commanders must provide clear, concise guidance at the start of MA to answer specific gaps of understanding or information pertaining to the mission and tasks given in the HHQ order. Clear, concise commander's guidance will focus the efforts of each staff section, therefore providing commanders valuable information that supports initial commander's intent, commander's critical information requirements, CCIRs, and essential elements of friendly information, EEFIs, and planning guidance. Commanders and staffs thoroughly analyze the higher headquarters plan or order. They determine how their unit, by task and purpose, contributes to the mission, commander's intent, and concept of operations of the HHQ. The commander and staff seek to completely understand the commander's intent and mission of the higher headquarters two echelons above the unit, the higher headquarters commander's intent, mission, concept of operations, available assets, timeline, their assigned area of operations, AO, the missions of adjacent, supporting, and supported units, and their relationships to the higher headquarters plan. The missions or goals of unified action partners who work in the operational areas. Commanders ensure their concept of operations is nested with their HHQ by developing a nesting diagram. Nesting diagrams assist staffs with visualizing the horizontal and vertical relationships of units within the higher echelon commander's concept. A nesting diagram provides a snapshot of the relationship of shaping operations to the decisive operation. The staff may choose to use this technique as a possible way to help analyze the higher headquarters order and understand its mission, the commander's intent, and concept of operations. Perform initial intelligence preparation of the battlefield. IPB is the systematic process of analyzing the mission variables of enemy, terrain, weather, civil considerations, and informational considerations in each of the other factors in an area of interest, AOI, to determine their effect on operations, Army Techniques Publication ATP 2-01.3, Change 1, Intelligence Preparation of the Battlefield, 6 January 2021. The IPB process provides numerous outputs used throughout the MDMP and consists of 4 steps. Define the operational environment, OE. Describe environmental effects on operations, evaluate the threat, determine threat COAs. IPB is a collaborative staff effort led by the S2 and the intelligence staff. IPB products developed and continuously updated facilitate situational understanding and assist commanders and staffs in identifying relevant aspects within the AO and AOI that can affect mission accomplishment. Each step of the IPB process consists of several principal judgment decisions and evaluations that together form the basic how-to of IPB. Lesson/best practice. Precise intelligence is critical to targeting threat capabilities at the appropriate time and place to open windows of opportunity across domains. Commanders and staffs receive effective intelligence when they direct and participate in intelligence WFF activities. Close interaction between the commander, S2, S3, and the rest of the staff is essential, as the entire staff supports unit planning and preparation through the integrating processes. ADP 2-01.3 discusses IPB staff collaboration in depth. To be effective, IPB must be a continuous process with all staff members providing input, account for all domains, the information environment and the electromagnetic spectrum, EMS, define the commander's area of interest, AOI, by its geographic boundaries to focus collection and analysis within the AOI, describe how the enemy, terrain and weather and civil considerations will affect friendly and threat operations, include relevant aspects of the OE for decisive, shaping and sustaining operations, support each step of the MDMP with IPB products, determine how the interactions of friendly forces, threat forces and local populations affect each other to continually create outcomes that positively affect friendly operations. This aspect of IPB is not the sole responsibility of the intelligence staff. It requires the collaboration of the commander and the entire staff to determine these effects. Support the operational framework considerations, physical, temporal, cognitive, and virtual. Facilitate the commander's ability to visualize the desired end state and a broad concept of how to shape current conditions into that end state. Support the commander in directing the intelligence effort. Facilitate understanding threat characteristics and the threat's goals, objectives, and COAs. Technique: staff collaboration and reverse IPB. CTC observer, coach, slash trainer, OCT teams recommend reverse IPB to increase staff collaboration. See technique in the following box. Total staff integration reduces the initial time required for IPB development, assists the commander in timely decision-making, improves the quality and accuracy of IPB products, and creates a better understanding of how threats may execute certain COAs and how friendly forces can counter threat actions. Technique. A technique for total staff integration is known as reverse IPB. Generally, the intelligence officer, with the executive officer, XO, identifies areas of emphasis among the staff that need coverage during IPB steps 1 through 3. Before starting IPB, the intelligence officer provides the staff with a general scheme the enemy is likely to employ based on analysis from HHQ and initial discussions with the operations officer and the commander. This initial IPB guidance does not need to be provided immediately, but should be given as soon as possible. This guidance includes the following factors: terrain, observation and fields of fire, avenues of approach, key terrain, obstacles and cover and concealment, OCAC, including in the Modified Combined Obstacle Overlay, MCO, population, political, military, economic, social, information, infrastructure, physical environment, and time, PMECPT, including culture and history, enemy, task, purpose, and capabilities by WFF and nesting diagram, neutral forces, such as task and purpose, capabilities and disposition. Note, neutrality describes the formal position taken by a state which is not participating in an armed conflict, or which does not want to become involved. This status entails specific rights and duties. To obtain neutral status, the state does not have to make a formal declaration, nor do other states or parties formally have to recognize such status. A formal declaration will only have the effect of making neutral status better known. The armed forces of the neutral state also require clear instructions on how they are to operate in relation to the defense of their territory and in dealing with incursions. For isolated and accidental violations of neutral space, the instructions might include the need to issue warnings or give a demonstration of force. For increasingly numerous and serious violations, a general warning might be called for and the use of force stepped up. Multinational or coalition forces, including task and purpose, capabilities, and disposition. The operations section concurrently begins substeps 3 to 6 of MA to examine friendly disposition, specified, implied, and essential tasks, constraints, facts, and assumptions. After a designated period, the IPB guidance is briefed to the commander in the following format. Unless noted, the agenda below is briefed by the intelligence section. Orientation to AO and terrain, briefed by the terrain team or intelligence section. Orientation to neutral and friendly forces, enemy higher headquarters, two levels up, task and purpose, enemy higher headquarters, task and purpose, enemy general scheme of maneuver. Subject matter experts brief the enemy's main capabilities, strengths, and vulnerabilities. They also provide their analysis of how enemy capabilities will get incorporated into the enemy COA. Subject matter experts brief in the following order. Movement and maneuver, fires, air, rotary and fixed wing, intelligence, protection, sustainment, command and control, C2, integration with irregular forces, information and messaging, enemy event matrix and template. Following the brief, the intelligence section develops the enemy commander's decision support matrix, DSM, confirms the task and purpose nesting diagram, and synthesizes the enemy COA. The intelligence section then finalizes MA briefing products while the rest of the staff shifts to blue planning. The XO ensures that the staff's collaborative IPB becomes part of the unit standard operating procedure, SOP, and is included during MA of the MDMP. IPB Fundamental Task Techniques, Substeps and Outputs of IPB. IPB results in intelligence products that are used during the MDMP to assist in developing friendly COAs and decision points for the commander. Additionally, the conclusions reached and the products, which are included in the intelligence estimate, developed during IPB are critical to planning information collection, IC, and targeting operations. IPB products include threat situation templates with associated COA statements and high-value target, HVT lists, event templates and associated event matrices, MECUs, terrain effects matrices and terrain assessments, weather effects, work aids, weather forecast charts, weather effects matrices, light and illumination tables and weather estimates, civil considerations, overlays, and assessments. Determine specified, implied, and essential tasks. The staff members analyze their higher echelon headquarters order and their higher commander's guidance to determine their specified and implied tasks. In the context of operations, a task is a clearly defined action or activity specifically assigned to an individual or organization that must be done as it is imposed by an appropriate authority, Joint Publication JP1. The what of a mission statement is always a task. From the list of specified and implied tasks, the staff determines which ones are essential tasks for inclusion in the recommended mission statement. When analyzing the higher echelon order for specified and implied tasks, the staff also identifies any on-order or be-prepared missions. Tasks. A specified task is a task specifically assigned to a unit by its HHQ. An implied task is a task that must be performed to accomplish a specified task or mission but is not stated in the higher headquarters order. An essential task is a specified or implied task that must be executed to accomplish the mission. Essential tasks are always included in the unit's mission statement and reviewed after COA development as they help define mission success. Missions. An on-order mission is a mission to be executed at an unspecified time. A unit with an on-order mission is a committed force. A be-prepared mission is a mission assigned to a unit that might be executed. Generally, a contingency mission, commanders execute it because something planned has or has not been successful. In planning priorities, commanders plan a be prepared mission after any on order mission. Lesson/best practice. Specified tasks are easy to comply with and plan against because they are given to you. Identifying the implied tasks, the little things, and the things you must do to get the specified tasks accomplished can determine success or failure of the mission. Review available assets and identify resource shortfalls. Staffs update the task organization and analyze tasks against available assets and capabilities to determine shortfalls. If a capability is unavailable or needed to support a task or tasks, then discussion with HHQ must take place to either change the mission or allocate additional resources. Determine constraints. A constraint is a restriction placed on the command by a higher command. A constraint dictates an action or inaction, thus restricting the freedom of action of a subordinate commander. Constraints can also be based on limitations in the command, graphic control measure limitations, resource limitations, or rules of engagement that prevent freedom of action. Lesson/best practice. Approved constraints are a key output of MA. Staff struggle with the definition of constraints and limitations. Understanding the difference is vital for moving through this step quickly yet concisely. Identify facts and develop assumptions. Facts are statements of truth, or statements thought to be true, while assumptions are essentially gaps in knowledge or information that need to be confirmed or denied. Transitioning assumptions to facts is the goal during planning, as it builds situational understanding and validates planning efforts. According to OCTs, presumptive planning is acceptable. Planners should continue to plan with assumptions to not hinder planning efforts or degrade timelines. Lesson/best practice. Commanders provide staffs with clear COA guidance when solid fact analysis transforms into useful information. For example, maximum effective ranges of types of artillery are fact. However, after analysis, displaying the ranges on a map and how the unit can be impacted is useful analyzed information for COA guidance. This also applies to anticipated refueling/resupply requirements, the reach of medical evacuation support, the distance frequency modulation communications can support, and many others. Begin risk assessment and management. Planners conducting a preliminary risk assessment must identify the obstacles or actions that may preclude mission accomplishment and then assess the impact of these impediments to the upcoming mission. Determining military risk is more an art than an exact science. Planners use historical data, intuitive analysis, and judgment to determine risk. Based on judgment, military risk assessment is an integration of probability and consequence of an identified impediment. Develop initial commander's critical information requirements and essential elements of friendly information. Mission analysis, including IPB, identifies gaps in information required for further planning and decision-making. During MA, the staff develops information requirements, IRs. Certain IRs are of such importance to the commander that staffs nominate them to the commander to become a CCIR. Additional IRs are priority intelligence requirements, PIRs, friendly forces information requirements, FFIRs, and EEFIs. Develop the initial information collection plan. Information collection, IC, is an activity that synchronizes and integrates the planning and deployment of sensors and assets, as well as the processing, exploitation, and dissemination systems in direct support of current and future operations. This activity implies a function, mission, or action, and identifies the organization that performs it. IC activities are a synergistic whole with emphasis on synchronizing and integrating all components and systems. IC integrates the intelligence and operations staff functions focused on answering the CCIRs. IC replaces intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, ISR synchronization, and ISR integration. Lesson/best practice. FM 3-55, Information Collection, provides the tactics and procedures for information collection and the associated activities of planning requirements and assessing collection, tasking, and directing information collection assets. It also contains the actions taken by the commanders and staffs in planning, preparing, executing, and assessing information collection activities. Lesson/Best Practice. FM3-55 provides guidance on information collection assets available at the brigade level by warfighting function, operations/intelligence linkage for information collection activities is an important point for staffs. The Brigade Combat Team BCT Operations section develops the information collection points, tasks subordinate units, ensures the information collection plan supports the overall scheme of maneuver. The BCT Intelligence section assesses information received to derive intelligence, performs requirements planning and assessment of information collection. Update planning timeline. Update planning and mission timelines as information, friendly and enemy, is received, analyzed, and verified. Commanders and staff should make time adjustments and ensure subordinate units are informed. Lesson/Best Practice. Commanders and staffs must give subordinate units sufficient time to conduct parallel planning activities. Shifts in time can drastically affect subordinate unit planning efforts, so time adjustments must be articulated quickly and clearly. Develop a proposed problem statement. The problem statement is the description of the primary issue or issues that may impede commanders from achieving their desired end states. Problem statements may be unnecessary if HHQ tasks or missions are clearly defined. How the problem is formulated leads to particular solutions. It is important that commanders dedicate the time to identify the right problem to solve and describe it clearly in a problem statement. Ideally, the commander and staff meet to share their analysis of the situation. They talk with each other, synthesize the results of the current MA, and determine the problem. If the commander is not available, the planning staff members discuss the problem among themselves. As part of the discussion to help identify and understand the problem, the staff compares the current situation to the desired end state, brainstorms and lists issues that impede the commander from achieving the desired end state, analyzes and provides proposed or revised problem statement. The problem statement. Solving a problem is the driving reason for Army planning processes. Problem statement development begins with identifying the problem. To identify the problem, ATP 5-0.1 Army Design Methodology calls on commanders and staffs to ask two questions. What is the difference between the current state of the operational environment and desired state? And what is preventing the force from reaching the desired end state? The problem statement is a concise statement of the obstacles preventing an organization from achieving a desired end state. The problem statement should include only the significant elements of the problem framing. In this way, the problem statement becomes concise yet remains relevant to the rest of the problem-solving process. The nature or level of a problem might suggest following an accepted operational framework in drafting the problem statement. A tactical problem might follow the mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, civil considerations, mission variables, Army, MET-TC structure beginning with the organization must to address the mission element. Subsequent portions of the statement then follow with specific aspects of the other variables that make accomplishing the task difficult. The danger of adopting a specific framework at the outset of problem statement development is a potential limitation to creative and critical thinking in stating the problem and the potential solutions that will follow. Nonetheless, leaders might opt to use one or more Army frameworks to guide an inexperienced staff, meet time constraints, or ensure the problem statement accounts for all variables within the operational environment based on an assessment of the type of problem being studied. The problem statement should be comprehensive, even as it strives for conciseness. Problem statement examples. An example tactical problem statement might be, How does 2nd Brigade 1st Armored Division seize crossing sites along the Cottonwood River to support 18th Field Artillery, FA brigade fires, when wooded and rolling terrain favor the enemy's defense and security operations? The terrain frequently constricts unit movement to platoon-sized mobility corridors, a hybrid threat enemy composed of fully manned conventional forces with anti-tank systems and shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles, as well as effective guerrilla forces operate in territory familiar to them. Civilians are intimidated toward working with coalition forces. Enemy weapons threaten the ABCT's armored and limited aviation capabilities. 2nd Brigade 1st Armored Division must not only seize crossings, but also secure those crossings and 18th FA Brigade's units during fire missions. The ABCT must have no less than 85% combat power remaining and complete operations within 24 hours before the enemy can reinforce its security zone. This statement is around 130 words and includes all elements of METTC. Another format begins with a short statement of the organization's task, followed by critical factors that will affect solutions. How does 1st Brigade 1st Armored Division stabilize Calico City within the next 60 days while considering an insurgent force with local civilian support operates freely within the city, local police are untrained and ill-equipped to secure the population, civilian leaders support 1st Brigade 1st Armored Division forces but are intimidated by insurgents. 1st Brigade 1st Armored Division units with no additional police or engineer support must operate within the populated area. Narrow streets and densely populated areas prevent vehicle movement in most of the city. Extreme daytime temperatures will favor acclimated enemy forces. Civilian casualties will likely result from direct and indirect fire engagements during daylight hours. This example is shorter by emphasizing the tensions as well as the obstacles, but without complete sentences. Either of the formats could be used effectively to describe the conditions that constrain or prevent the unit from achieving its goals within a time frame. The next challenge to leaders is what to do with the problem statement besides admiring their handiwork through the rest of the problem-solving process, or worse, shelving the problem statement as a task completed in their problem-solving process. Develop a proposed mission statement. A mission statement is a short sentence or paragraph that describes the organization's essential task or tasks, purpose, and action containing the elements of who, what, when, where, and why, JP5O. The five elements of a mission statement answer these questions. Who will execute the operation, unit or organization? What is the unit's essential task, tactical mission task? When will the operation begin, by time or event, or what is the duration of the operation? Where will the operation occur, AO, objective, or grid coordinates? Why will the force conduct the operations, for what purpose? The following are examples of mission statements. Example 1. Not later than 22-0400, August 19, when 1st Brigade, who, secures Route South Dakota, what or task, in AO Jackrabbit, where, to enable the movement of humanitarian assistance materials, why or purpose. Example 2. 1st Battalion 505th Parachute Infantry Regiment, who, seizes, what or task, Area Notional International Airport, where, not later than D-Day, H plus 3, when, to allow follow-on forces to air land into AO Spartan, why or purpose. The mission statement may have more than one essential task. The following example shows a mission statement for a phased operation with a different essential task for each phase. Example, 1st Battalion 509th Parachute Infantry Regiment, who, seizes, what or task, Area International Airport, where, not later than D-Day, H plus 3, when, to allow follow-on forces to air land into AO Spartan, why or purpose, on order, when, secures, what or task, objective gold, where, to prevent the 2nd Guards Brigade from crossing the Blue River and disrupting operations in AO Spartan, why or purpose. Develop and issue initial commander's intent. The initial commander's intent is a short and concise statement that describes the purpose of the operation, initial key tasks, and the desired end state, which in planning guides COA development. The higher echelon commander's intent provides the basis for unity of effort throughout the force. Each commander's intent nests within the higher echelon commander's intent. The commander's intent explains the broader purpose of the operation beyond that of the mission statement. This explanation allows subordinate commanders and soldiers to gain insight into what is expected of them, what constraints apply, and most importantly, why the mission is being conducted. Based on their situational understanding, commanders summarize their visualization in their initial commander's intent statement. The initial commander's intent links the operation's purpose with conditions that define the desired end state. Commanders may change their intent statement as planning progresses and more information becomes available. The commander's intent must be easy to remember and clearly understood by leaders two echelons lower in the chain of command. The shorter the commander's intent, the better it serves these purposes. Commanders focus on the decisions, intent, risk, and triggers. DIRT. Decisions. Initiate the reconnaissance in the south. SQL. Transition to the flank screen. Risk. I see three major risks to the squadron in the operation. We must avoid becoming stationary targets in open areas, easy to attack. We maintain the advantage while on the offensive. We must maximize our optics first and weapons range second. Tempo/timing. We must balance speed and audacity, offense, against the BFB capability. A BFB attack on 1st Battalion 21st Infantry, IN, results in direct fire control measures with 2nd Battalion 14th Cavalry, CAV, and 1st Battalion 27th Infantry. Triggers. Set a battle position south of Razish before containing it and pushing to Eugene. Contain Eugene if we have not culminated. Example squadron commander's intent as part of DIRT. Expanded purpose. 2nd Infantry Brigade Combat Team, IBCT, must secure key terrain in the central corridor to pass 2nd Brigade, 52nd Division forward. To do this, we must destroy the enemy forces in our AO. Key tasks. Based on time, I intend to conduct a rapid and forceful reconnaissance of our AO. This will show strength south and support the BCT's main attack in the north. Decisive. We must not get pulled into urban areas where the enemy has an asymmetrical advantage and the rules of engagement limits our firepower. This is key to our containment mission. Protect the southern flank of the BCT attack to prevent the enemy from enveloping 1st Battalion 21st Infantry on objective OBJ Cardinals. End state. Friendly, enemy, civilian, and terrain. Friendly. 2nd Battalion 14th Cavalry remains at or above 70% combat power and is oriented in a squadron screen to the south. Enemy. All Division Tactical Group / Battalion Tactical Group reconnaissance forces found are destroyed and the BFB are unable to mass combat power above a platoon-sized force. Civilian. Etropian forces control urban centers and ground lines of communication. Terrain. The east-west mobility corridor remains open for the 2nd Battalion 52nd Infantry. Present the mission analysis briefing. The MA briefing informs the commander and staff of the results of the planning staff's analysis of the situation. A comprehensive MA briefing with discussion and feedback helps the commander, staff, subordinates, and other partners develop a shared understanding of the requirements of the upcoming operation. To ensure a common understanding, the staff briefs the commander on the results of its MA, which can be modified based on preferences of the commander. The MA briefing may include mission and commander's intent of the headquarters two echelons higher than the unit, mission, commander's intent, and concept of operations of the headquarters one echelon higher than the unit, review of the commander's initial guidance, initial IPB products that impact the conduct of operations, specified, implied, and essential tasks, pertinent facts and assumptions, constraints, forces available, including known command and support relationships and resource shortfalls, a proposed problem statement, a proposed mission statement, initial proposed commander's intent for approval or commander's intent issuance, proposed CCIRs and EEFIs, initial IC plan, initial risk assessment, recommended collaborative planning sessions, proposed COA evaluation criteria, updated timeline, review or issue commander's planning guidance. Evaluation criteria addresses factors that affect success and those that can cause failure. Criteria change from mission to mission, and they must be clearly defined and understood by all staff members before starting COA analysis or wargaming. To adopt into a plan, a COA is evaluated against two sets of criteria. The first set of criteria requires that a COA is feasible, acceptable, suitable, complete, and distinguishable. This second set is intended to identify which COA among those that passed the first test is best based on an analysis of the criteria developed. The second set of criteria may include limitations on casualties, defeat of enemy forces or adversary COAs, speed, opportunity to maneuver, risk, logistic supportability, force protection, time available and timing of the operation, political considerations. Normally, the Chief of Staff, COS, or Executive Officer, XO, initially determines each proposed criterion with weights based on the assessment of its relative importance and the commander's guidance. Commanders adjust criteria selection and weighting according to their own experience and vision. Higher weights are assigned to more important criteria. The staff member responsible for a functional area ranks each COA using those criteria. The staff presents the proposed evaluation criteria to the commander at the MA brief for approval. Evaluation criteria must be measurable and easily and clearly defined. Well-defined evaluation criteria have five elements. Short title, the criterion name. Definition, a clear description of the feature being evaluated. Unit of measure, a standard element used to quantify the criterion. Benchmark, a value that defines the desired state, or good, for a solution in terms of a particular criterion. Formula, an expression of how changes in the value of the criterion affect the desirability of the possible solution. Planners state the formula in comparative terms. For example, more is better, or absolute terms. For example, a night movement is better than a day movement. Develop and issue continued planning guidance. Commanders issue additional planning guidance after MA, which guides COA development. This is not the only time the commander issues guidance during the MDMP. The commander issues guidance throughout the MDMP, including but not limited to the following. Upon receipt of or in anticipation of a mission, initial planning guidance, following MA, planning guidance for COA development, following COA development, revised planning guidance for COA refinements, COA approval, revised planning guidance to complete the plan, receipt of new information that invalidates assumptions or changes understanding of the OE. Issue a warning order. Immediately after the commander gives the planning guidance, the staff sends subordinate and supporting units a warnord in the form of unit fighting products. Warnords should not be a large written document. Fighting products are clear, concise tools. The warnord informationally contains updated situation, the approved mission statement, the commander's intent, changes to task organization, the unit AO using a sketch, overlay, or some other description, tasks to subordinate units as applicable, CCIRs and EEFIs, risk guidance, priorities by WFF, deception guidance, if for military deception it is sent separately as need-to-know information, essential stability tasks as appropriate, IPB results, initial IC plan, specific priorities, updated planning and operational timelines, movements.